Guy Fawcett grew up hearing about the shenanigans of his recent ancestors, the 8 Fawcett boys who grew up around the towns of Snoqualmie and Monroe back in the 1920s.
Well, there was a lot of betting back in the days, horse racing, wrestling, boxing matches. A lot of these entailed liquor, fighting, cheating.
This is Sound Effect on KNKX. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and Guy told us about one Fawcett brother in particular, a man named Al Fawcett, who was always getting into something. Al was Guy's great-grandfather. He made money in a variety of ways: horse racing, logging, real estate.
One article talked about 1925, how he went to the manager of the bank in Duval, Washington, and punched him out for a real estate transaction he didn't get his full cut on. And Al was promptly jailed and fined $5 and released. Al's wife had had enough of him and promptly divorced him when he decided his career was going to change and he was going to become a daredevil.
Al's daredevil act would center on those epic features of the Pacific Northwest, waterfalls. He built a boat and hauled it out to Sunset Falls on the South Fork of the Skykomish River. This was 104 vertical feet of certain depth, which Al chose as his test run. He survived. Next, Al Fawcett had to find a way to make this activity pay.
When you came and paid a dollar to watch him go over the falls, he had set up betting booths on the property, and he needed you to come and bet that he would not survive this, because that's how he made his money. He needed you to bet that he was going to die.
Today on Sound Effect, our theme is cheating death. Stories of defying the odds and living to tell the tale. Back now to Al Fawcett, the daredevil who made his living defying death. Sound Effect's Jennifer Wing picks up the story from here.
Guy Fawcett says that when his great-grandfather Al Fawcett announced that his next career move was becoming a daredevil, it wasn't a totally out-of-left-field choice.
It was the 20s, and you'd start hearing about wing walkers on biplanes, and you had pole sitting in town.
Pole sitting. It was a thing. People perched themselves on top of flagpoles for fun. People shot out of cannons. Construction workers did the Charleston on iron beams, high up on skyscrapers they were building. And tightrope walkers inched across deep canyons.
Gave him the slightest error that would send him hurtling down into space and certain death. But once again, this aerial artist cheats death and walks off to the safety of an alpine mountain peak.
And, you know, there was no television or not much radio. Radio was a relatively new deal. So anything that was going on, you brought your whole family to town.
Al Fawcett was a slim man with a head full of hair and a face that was creased from many hours working out in the sun with horses and cattle. His successful trip over Sunset Falls was confirmation that this daredevil act could actually work.
Had a crowd of about 3,500 people for his first ever attempt and made just under $2,000, and that's where he got his taste for this.
Again, the way Al made money, thousands of dollars at each drop, was to get people to part with their dollars by placing bets against his survival. Sunset Falls was just the beginning.
After that, he went over Eagle Falls and Index, Canyon Falls in the same area. Then he went on to Spokane to go over Spokane Falls, traveled down to Oregon, went over Willamette Falls in Oregon City, Oregon, and down to Silverton, Oregon, went over the Main South Falls. He bought the property for that one surrounding the falls because he wanted to do it every weekend. Bad plan that was. He was basically what they referred to even way back in the day as a one-man parade. He would parade his boats to whatever town he was in by himself towing it, and he would announce to the public that that evening he would be showing his own private motion pictures at the local theater of his past falls jumps. And he would get up on stage and talk about how dangerous was that and how he had cheated death once again. And then he went on to Idaho to do some falls jumping over there. The biggest falls he did was in Idaho. It was 212-foot Shoshone Falls. And every falls he did was higher and more dangerous than the last one.
Al Fawcett kept defying death. For these stunts, he was always dressed in a pressed shirt and tie, just in case the day turned into a funeral. The thing that was preventing Al's body from being completely crumpled on the rocks at the bottom of all of these waterfalls was called a boat, even though it didn't really look like one. It was a hollowed-out log that was banded back together with metal. Al was tucked inside. It looked more like a torpedo or a cigar.
Most of the early ones were wooden, handcrafted boats that the Pilchuck tribal members in the Snohomish areas, who were his friends, helped him craft these boats. Later on, he decided that he kept getting injured and the boats was taking a good battering, so he designed a big canvas bag, basically what it was, and he would climb into it and they would pack inner tubes in it, and he called it a safety boat. Well, that one didn't work out really good. He had some of his biggest injuries ever inside his new safety boat. Most of the injuries were chest and stomach injuries, bruised kidneys, liver, numerous broken ribs.
Despite these injuries, he always survived. You're probably thinking that Al is a young man in his 20s, maybe early 30s, but no. He started his daredevil career at age 46, on the older side for the physical beatings he took. He quit at 51. The Great Depression hit, and people didn't have any spare cash to bet on a man's life. After a brief try at boxing and being a Hollywood stuntman, Al retired in Portland. But there was one waterfall he could not stop thinking about.
These sensational pictures were taken by Movietone's cameramen at the world-famous Niagara Falls.
He had all the proper documentation and permission to jump the falls. He always wanted to do Niagara his whole life. He was finally going to achieve that goal.
When he was in his late 60s, Al started building a boat inside his house in downtown Portland. Family pleaded with him to reconsider his plan. Al never got to Niagara Falls or any other waterfalls. He died in bed from complications of all of the internal injuries he suffered over the years. At age 68, his daredevil career finally caught up with him. Guy Fawcett says that his great-grandfather went over so many waterfalls for the obvious reason, fame and fortune. But Al was also trying to stand apart from his 8 brothers and 2 sisters, hoping to catch the eye of one particular person.
It was for the attention of his mother, because there was 8 boys in the family and 2 girls, and he just wanted to be mom's favorite.
After Al died, the family had to figure out what to do with the boat that he was working on for Niagara Falls. The hunk of wood was so big that to get it out of the house, a wall had to be removed, and a tow truck was needed to haul it outside. Instead of cresting over a waterfall, the boat went to the neighbors, who used it for firewood.
That story from Sound Effects, Jennifer Wing.